Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan. And a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. Of course, we're here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB will come your way. Connor Green, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live in a living color from where else? The Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses. Only at one place. You know what it is. ShopRite. We're looking right now at the Derrick Henry 99-yard touchdown run on a night when the Jacksonville Jaguars had no desire to play football.
You know,
yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Before the sequence of Derrick Henry,
of which is something that you and I are very well versed
in. Oh, my God. We're very familiar with that. Before that Derrick Henry play, which I agree with you, defines that game in many ways.
Yep.
About five different guys had a chance to either tackle him or push him out of bounds.
At least.
And he went 99 yards. Before that, the Jacksonville Jaguars ran six plays, maybe seven, inside the five-yard line of the Tennessee Titans. And they ran the ball, I'd say, four out of the six times with Leonard Fournette. And the Titan defense made one hell of a stop. I mean, it had so many opportunities to punch it in. And when they went for it on fourth down, I liked it because...
what are you, 4-8 coming into this game? Why not?
Why not? And if you don't succeed like they didn't, all right, first down from their own one-yard line, go make a play. You know, go stop them. Get a three and out. You'll get great field position. Or maybe you force a turnover and something hokey happens. The one thing that cannot happen is on a handoff in which really all you're looking for is a little room to operate if you're Tennessee. You can't let Derrick Henry go 99 freaking yards.
No, you can't do it.
But there were other things from this game where if I was a Jacksonville Jaguar fan, I'd want the coach gone immediately.
What has happened to that team? Talk about a team that fell up. I mean, this team was 3-1 and rolling. They'd beaten the Patriots, obviously beat our team, and they have just been a disaster.
Well, you know what I think? I think there's a lot of things that go into this, of them being 4-9. I think one of them is that they probably should have just, and I didn't think this at the time, so I admit that they probably should have tried to improve at the quarterback position.
Yeah, well.
And going into another year with Blake Bortles turned out to be an unmitigated disaster.
But you know what, though? I agree with that. But to me, it's more about their defense. What happened to them?
Well,
because here was one of the top defenses in the NFL. And, you know, they played a little better lately. They had that shutout last week at the Colts. They really should have beat Pittsburgh the week before.
Right.
They played real well in that game defensively, blew the game at the end. But, I mean, to me, it's more about that. It really
I don't think it's more about. I think their defense hasn't been nearly as good. And when they give up 40 points to the Dallas Cowboys earlier this year, it's stunning.
Right.
But I still think it's more about the offense and more about the quarterback.
The offense is terrible.
They lost a 9-6 game this year.
By the way, I'm looking at the Tony Dorsett 99-yard run.
Because there's a lot of similarities.
Right. I remember watching it. Actually, it was a Monday night football game is what it was. In the end of the 82 season, the strike season.
That was an incredible run by both of them.
Yep.
But they've lost a lot of games where it is on the quarterback and it is on the offense.
Yeah.
So they lost the game 9-6.
No, you're right.
And you know what I think happened, Joe? I think they let it spiral. I think when they lost to Kansas City and they lost to Dallas, they just let it completely slip away from them, and it really avalanched into what this season has become. But how about this decision? There's a minute 20 to go in the half. And Doug Marrone dials up 1, 2, 3 straight pass plays with Cody Kessler. 3 incompletions. 12 seconds later, they're giving the ball back to Tennessee.
That's horrible.
And, of course, the Titans get 3 points out of it.
Boy, I'll tell you, boy, his rows really fell apart, Marrone, huh?
If they get rid of him, Joe, they'd literally be getting rid of him after, because the year he took over, remember, he took over with the last two games to go. Yeah, throw that out. That doesn't even count.
Yeah.
After they got rid of Gus Bradley, I think it was.
He's defensive coordinator somewhere now. Where
yeah, he's somewhere. I forget.
Not sure.
They're in the AFC title game, and then this disaster. So you'd be getting rid of him after one year, essentially.
No, you're right.
But the bad has
been so
bad. In a game
they should have won. And his coaching hurt him in that game, too. We all know what happened. You know, playing a conservative at halftime didn't help.
He's got a weird coaching resume, though, because he was only in Buffalo for 2 years.
He went 9-7 the second year.
Yeah.
What did he go to first year there?
I think 7-9 or 6-10.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. But that second year when they went 9-7, he did it with Kyle Orton and E.J. Manuel.
Yep.
And then he gets to the AFC title game with Blake Bortles. So you could argue, hey, in the 4 years he's coached,
right,
he's had one disaster, one mediocre, two overachieving years, and he's done it with subpar quarterback play.
Very much so.
You don't want him to coach the Jets?
No.
Even with what I just said.
That ship sailed already.
Sailed.
You know the guy who I want. I want McCartney.
No, I got you.
It's not even debatable.
Did you end up hanging in there for a majority of this game?
Good part of the second half.
Did you hear, because I thought this was great, and this was the highlight of the game, the Troy Aikman tirade against the officiating in the state of the NFL?
Oh, my God. I give him credit for that.
Well,
give him credit.
If you didn't hear it, and Giant fan, yeah, I got. We pulled it this morning. There's two parts to this. First of all, Giant fans, I want to apologize. It involves Eric Flowers, who was lined up at left tackle last night for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But basically, Jacksonville was called for a bunch of holds, in the first half of this game. One of the holds on Eric Flowers was a phantom call. There was no hold.
Well, there's been plenty of those.
Which is stunning, because usually Eric Flowers does hold.
Well, he's also, you got to remember, too, when a guy's got a reputation for holding, that doesn't help him.
Yeah, you're right. So he gets called for a hold. And Joe Buck says, boy, I didn't see that hold. And they bring on Mike Pereira.
Oh, my God.
And you got to hear that. Here it is. Please, from last night's Fox broadcast.
Started to say that was looked like a nothing hold on the part of Flowers. Mike Pereira, they threw the flag. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, Joe, neither did I. And I have to tell you, they've made a point of emphasis on holding. Now, last week, there was a ton of holding calls. And this is the third one we've seen already. It's the officiating department trying to get more holding calls. They're trying to pick up more. But that certainly wasn't a good one if it was number 75.
Pick up more. It's like... Give me a quote on speeding tickets. I mean, good gosh, there's enough flags in this league as it is.
God bless Troy Aikman.
Can you believe?
God bless Troy Aikman.
That in the NFL's mind, they want to put a point of emphasis on
holding. They really want more holding penalties? What is wrong with this league? I mean, seriously, what the hell? You want more holding? Let's get more flags out there, like Troy said.
Yeah.
Give Troy Aikman credit for that.
Now, Troy was so upset that one play later, he wasn't done.
I'll be honest with you, Mike. I didn't like hearing that they say they want holding penalties up. I mean, sometimes the league can't get out of their own way.
I think he wanted to go even deeper.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I
want to keep my job. I want to get reprimanded by Goodell. It's a joke. And these guys like Pereira and Sterator and Terry McCauley and all these guys, these all former refs, which is now a new thing, let the networks waste more money on paying these guys. That makes me delirious. Doesn't it make you delirious? What's the other guy? Blandino? Yeah. He's got a job. It's a joke.
Well, what makes me delirious is not him having a job necessarily.
Do we need these guys telling us what's going on?
Well, think about this, Joe. If Pereira doesn't have a job, do we ever get that admitted that they're putting a point of emphasis on holes?
All right, I'll give you
that. I want to know that as a fan.
Yeah.
I want to be pissed off about it, too.
How could the league possibly want more holding penalties? How? I don't get it.
It's not good for the game.
It's terrible.
It's not.
Is that what we want? You think fans want to watch flagathons? That every play, that every damn play, you got to look down and see, is that flag? Is that flag box there?
No.
Right? Every play.
No, of course not. And sure, if there's an obvious hold, you want to call.
Sure.
If there's an obvious pass interference, you want to call. If there's an obvious defensive hold, you want to call.
How many obvious do they miss?
Well,
let's go to that as well.
That's a different animal altogether, because that's just incompetence.
Well, this is not.
Absolutely. But this issue is not an officiating issue. It's above that. It's a league issue.
Right. See, that's the problem to me with the league, with the officials, is that these guys are hunting penalties. They hunt penalties.
Well, he's admitted it.
No, I know he did. They hunt penalties.
That's a problem.
It's a joke.
Nobody wants to watch that.
Of course not.
This is still entertainment at the end of the day. And you want the product to be entertaining. And they have deemed, and they're probably right, even though maybe we disagree, that offense is more entertaining than defense. They've deemed that.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, well.
I don't agree with it, but you know what, Joe? We're probably in the minority.
Look, it's fantasy football. That's it's all about that.
Okay. So if it's a combination of fantasy and people just like watching offense, we're going to lose that battle. I'd rather watch a low-scoring defensive battle. That's just me.
Right.
I think we're in the minority. But the one thing, and they do that, and they've made the game tailored to more offense for what you said, fantasy and entertainment value.
Right.
Well, the same people don't want penalties.
It's unbelievable.
They don't want flags all the time, and they certainly don't want a point of emphasis on holds.
Unbelievable.
What's the meeting like when they say, you know what we should do next year? We should put a point of emphasis on holds.
Boy, I'll tell you. How much would I? I tell you, one job I might actually would maybe come out of retirement to do, one job besides being the owner of the Jets, if I could, I wish I had the money, would be like one of these analysts on TV because I would. Oh my God, I wouldn't last.
Goodell would get rid of you.
I would just be killing these inept officiating in these games. It's a joke. I've said this over and over and over again. They have far too much control on who wins these games. They have too much control over it. Too much.
But this issue that was laid out is not even the officials. It's above the officials.
No, I'm saying.
It's the rules that they want them to implement.
But why?
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.